This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Regional Transportation Authority in Chicago, which covers basically northeastern Illinois, says it's been cheated out of hundreds of millions of dollars over the past 15 years, a penny or two at a time. The culprits are towns out beyond the suburbs, places like Kankakee and Sycamore, and the dozens of companies the agency says have used those towns as tax havens. We're talking companies like Target and AT&T, American Airlines, and some smaller ones, too. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
MTS Consulting keeps an office in a faceless little building off Schuyler Avenue in Kankakee, about an hour south of Chicago. When no one answers, I look in the mail slot. I don't see a phone on the desk. I don't see a computer on the desk. Down the hall, I ask a woman at Pinnacle Opportunities about MTS.
Have you ever met anybody who's been there?
I haven't, sorry.
How long have you been working here?
We've been here over a year.
Over a year?
Chicago's Regional Transportation Authority says MTS records significant sales here on behalf of clients based in the Chicago area, and it's one of several companies with offices like this in towns like Kankakee. They're here to save on sales tax. Illinois sets a statewide sales tax, but in Chicago, the tax is higher because it adds levies for the city and the county and the RTA. Carol Portman runs the Illinois Taxpayers Federation. She says peculiarities in Illinois sales tax law force the Department of Revenue to write rules about where sales take place.
And in some instances, it led to some rather unexpected results.
Meaning, some companies have been able to run their businesses in one place, like Chicago, but for tax purposes, book their sales someplace with a lower rate, like Kankakee. In some cases, it's consultants like MTS that book the sales. Plus, under state law, Kankakee gets a penny of the sales tax it collects, and it gives 85% of that back to these companies. The remaining sliver adds up to $2.5 million a year for Kankakee, 10% of the village's budget.
That really isn't any different from the income tax credits or the property tax abatements that we're giving people to come here.
For instance, Boeing got tens of millions of dollars in city and state tax breaks when it moved its headquarters from Seattle to Chicago in 2001. Jordan Matches is chief of staff for the RTA. He's suing companies like MTS and towns like Kankakee. He says there are reasons companies base their operations in Chicago. Amenities like transit make it easier for them to do business.
And if they want to move somewhere else that has less resources, that's their decision. But as long as they're taking advantage of all our government services, they need to be paying the appropriate sales tax.
Kankakee's mayor, Nina Epstein, makes no apologies.
I mean, there are other parts of the state other than the RTA district. You know, there is other parts of Illinois.
She says some of these companies don't have Chicago offices at all. They're internet companies. They don't need full-time staff to fulfill orders.
This has helped fund police and fire services, public works, but now it's going to be taken away.
Last fall, the Illinois Supreme Court ordered a rewrite of tax regulation to eliminate some of these arrangements, and that's underway. Meanwhile, some companies have ended their presence in Kankakee, and Epstein has zeroed out income from these tax deals in her next budget. Tax expert Carol Portman says this is how tax policy works. There are winners and losers.
It's easy for someone like the RTA to feel like they've been the loser and they want changes that make them the winner. But the problem is there's a loser then.
In Kankakee, Illinois, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.